From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of State says we're getting closer. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he is getting closer to a place of understanding on restarting a ceasefire in Syria that includes the largest city of Aleppo, where the death toll from airstrikes continued to mount on Monday. Mr. Kerry met with his Saudi counterpart in Geneva on Monday in a bid to rescue a U.S.-Russian brokered ceasefire that has nearly collapsed as Syrian forces pound Aleppo with airstrikes inflicting heavy civilian casualties. U.S. officials say Russia's cooperation is key to ending the violence, and Kerry's main challenge is securing a commitment from Moscow to get the Syrian government to stop its attacks on Aleppo. VOA asked Trinity University scholar David Lesh about the prospects of reviving the ceasefire.
The prospects are small. I think the so-called cessation of hostilities is on life support, and certainly Secretary of State Kerry and perhaps even the Russians are desperately trying to maintain the illusion that some form of it continues.
Secretary Kerry will be meeting today with his Saudi counterpart Adel al-Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Staffan de Mistura. Baghdad is largely back to normal after it teetered on the edge of political chaos on Sunday. The city had been in a state of emergency, protesters occupying parts of the once secure green zone and lawmakers fleeing while the military went on high alert. Now, over the weekend, protesters led by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr gathered in front of the parliament. It was the culmination of weeks of political wrangling and increasing instability. Meantime, the Turkish military killed 34 Islamic State soldiers in Syria on Sunday after launching artillery and drone strikes from southern Turkey. This is VOA News. As many as 22 Somali soldiers may have been killed and 10 are missing after the militant group Al-Shabaab attacked and recaptured a town in the Middle Shabelle region. The militants claimed that they'd killed more than 30 soldiers. Witnesses say the militants used a suicide car bomb in the assault and seized at least 3 military vehicles. The United States ultra-secretive Central Intelligence Agency has tweeted details of an operation that killed Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden in 2011, drawing thousands of retweets from apparent supporters while others responded with criticism. Twitter has been around since 2006, but the CIA is a relative newcomer. Their account dates back just 2 years. With the fifth anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA announced it would live tweet to its 1.3 million followers the details as if they were happening again. Another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations opened yesterday with the first commercial cruise ship to sail to Cuba from the U.S. in more than 50 years. Roberto Busneco was born in Cuba. He boarded the ship in Miami on Sunday, bound for Cuba.
It's been 50 years, and I left when I was 5. I know a little bit about Cuba, and I see things on TV, but I really don't. I've never been there, so it's an opportunity.
The Carnival Cruise Lines will sail to Havana twice a month. A new U.S. political survey signaled Sunday that Donald Trump, the front-runner for the Republican presidential nomination, is surging ahead in the crucial Midwestern state of Indiana, where voters are holding the next nominating contest tomorrow. Mr. Trump spoke to supporters late Sunday in Fort Wayne, Indiana, about the chatter that the Republican Party is fractured because of his candidacy.
But I'd like to see the party pull together. Now, if it doesn't pull together, I think I'm still going to win. Because, you know, they're voting for me. They're not voting for some character that, you know, is giving us an endorsement or whatever. They're voting for me.
For more on the U.S. presidential primaries, visit our website at voanews.com. The governor of Puerto Rico says the island is defaulting on a $422 million debt payment that's due today, and he says the U.S. is partly to blame. Garcia Padilla says he had not wanted a bailout and sought to restructure the existing debt. The U.S. territory, however, needs the U.S. Congress to pass a restructuring bill for the island. Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus has bid farewell to its performing elephants as the show closed its own chapter on a practice that has entertained audiences in America for two centuries but has come under fire by animal rights activists. The Humane Society says more than a dozen circuses in the U.S. continue to use elephants, but none tour as widely or are as widely well-known as Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.